the 28th Combat Support Hospital. The names are, we cannot release the names pending notification to next of kin. And the incident is still under investigation.
The U.S. military says Saddam Hussein's two sons were buried today in a quiet and uneventful ceremony at the family cemetery in Tikrit. The U.S. handed over the bodies of the brothers and Kuzi's son to the Iraqi Red Crescent Society. They were buried as martyrs. You're listening to news on the Information Radio Network.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
Israel is ordering six Jewish outposts in the West Bank to be removed as part of the peace plan it agreed to with the Palestinians and the U.S. An Israeli newspaper reports preparations for dismantling the outposts could begin tonight. 30 families live in one of the larger outposts due to be taken down. The roadmap to peace requires Israel to remove scores of small outposts built without government authorization since Prime Minister Ariel Sharon took office in 2001. President Bush is taking his annual physical exam today before heading to his Texas ranch for what White House officials are calling a working vacation. Bush waved to reporters as he arrived at the Bethesda Naval Hospital in suburban Maryland by helicopter this morning. Aides say the president is almost fully recovered from a muscle tear in his right calf that forced him to give up his 7-minute mile runs. Officials say some of the most sensitive information in a classified section of a congressional report on 9/11 includes current U.S. investigations of Saudi Arabian involvement in the attacks. Top Saudi officials are calling for the public release of the report. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress that over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommended to their patients. It's so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. It contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free better sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
A hint of discord from North Korea one day after it agreed to hold talks on its suspected nuclear weapons program. The North is warning any moves to discuss the nuclear issue at the UN would be just short of a prelude to war and will hamstring efforts for dialogue. Montana residents displaced by a big wildfire could be back in their homes in and around West Glacier this weekend. Officials say they'll monitor weather and fire conditions today before evacuation orders for West Glacier and the Lake 5 area are lifted. That could happen as early as tomorrow morning. Firefighters have made steady progress on a wildfire burning in Glacier National Park since getting a break from high winds. Joe Stamm, the wildfire incident commander, says the strategy to burn trees in advance of the fire and deprive it of fuel paid off. The Army is investigating a health threat to U.S. soldiers in Iraq, a deadly outbreak of pneumonia. Reporting from Washington, Doug Whiteman.
15 members of the military serving in Iraq have come down with pneumonia so serious that patients had to be put on ventilators and were evacuated from the region. Two of them have died. The Army Surgeon General's office has sent a 6-person team to Iraq to investigate. So far, officials say they found no infectious agent common to all the cases. They also say there's no evidence that any of the troops got sick from exposure to chemical or biological weapons, environmental toxins, or SARS. The stricken service members have been in different units, spread out geographically. The cases also have been spread out over several months.
I'm Richard Stewart with news from the Information Radio Network.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio.
The number you have reached, 990.
1-1 has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Yes, and the Crazy Boys are back. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio today. And we have Ella Sobel, our photographer, in studio as well. Steve, welcome back.
Yes, glad to be here in studio with you, Willem. And, of course, on the line is one of our regular contributors to Travel World, New York-based investigative journalist Jerry Wagschall. And he's enjoying his stay right now at the Wakefield Mill in Quebec near Ottawa Hall.
Hey, hello guys. Hello, Willem, Stephen, Alice. How are you?
Hi.
We're doing great, Jerry. So how's your stay going so far at the Wakefield Mill?
Well, let me tell you here, Stephen. Alex and I are here in Wakefield. Alex, my wife, who also contributes to the show, are here in Wakefield, a beautiful little village situated on the Gatineau River, about a 25-minute drive from Ottawa, Canada's capital, for those who don't know. And it's a gorgeous 26-room inn. It had once been an old flour and grist feed mill. Being, you know, animal feed. And it used to mainly supply local markets and farmers, and it was destroyed by a fire in 1887 and rebuilt. And in 1939, it stopped operating as a working mill, and it was owned by the government and run as a museum. But here's where the story starts. About 4 years ago, Robert Milling and Lynn Bertiome, a married couple with kids, saw the mill and basically fell in love with it. Lynn grew up in the region. In fact, she used to come by this mill when she was a kid while she was stopping by in the village to have donuts at the local bakery. And so it was deeply entrenched in her memory. And then, when she was with her husband at one point, she saw it again. And they decided to quit their day jobs and immerse themselves into a multi-million two-year renovation project. And Lynn's been pretty much in charge of decorating this entire place, and Robert's been dealing with the operations. And, I'm sitting in a room right now, in fact, that where we're talking from, and, basically, they've tried to take the mill and convert it, but keep, as much of its original millness as possible. And as I'm speaking to you, I'm looking at a sort of a big, long step that goes along the side of the room that they've never sort of taken away. So they had two things. They want to keep the original structure as intact as possible, as true to form as possible, and yet they still had some architectural things to deal with as well, because it's a mill, so there were some difficulties in terms of the renovations itself.
Well, looking at the picture here, I have a brochure here from Hotellerie Champêtre, because it's a member of that group of Quebec inns and hotels. We'll be broadcasting next Saturday, August 9th, from the Auberge de Lac Toro, one of its sister properties. And it really does still look like a mill, the river rushing right by it. It doesn't look like much has changed, except on the interior.
Well, I think that is interesting. You're right. I mean, I think, in fact, on the numbers, on the room numbers on the front, on the doors to the rooms, have been taken from, carved out of an old mill, an old machinery belt that was once a part of the working mill. And although inside the rooms, although the furnitures are not real antiques, they are made to look like them, and they are all designed and built by local carpenters. And, so you have that whole, and as you said, in terms of the rushing river, I mean, I've got to tell you, there's a waterfall that, if I can just sort of, not outside this room, but some of the rooms overlook the waterfall. And, there's an amazing waterfall that you can see from your room or see from the terrace, some of the rooms, and see from the terrace. You can have like a lunch or a dinner just on this terrace with these large trees. These trees are like, the equivalent to like the New York skyscrapers. I mean, some of these things are like 10 stories high. I can see them actually as I'm talking to you right now. And so from this terrace you can see this waterfall and you can hear that ubiquitous noise everywhere. And then look at these amazingly tall trees, and it's really something.
Well, that really makes for a romantic weekend getaway destination.
Oh, it does, it does. And in fact, they have a lot of packages here. I should tell you a little bit about the food as well. Talking about a romantic, destination, great food is always a good part of that. And for example, typically, you know, breakfasts are included in the rooms here. And typically in hotels, the breakfast is usually a continental breakfast. Well, here, on top of like a wonderful buffet of fruit and yogurt and danishes, there's a hot breakfast served as well. I'm on a special kind of diet right now, a low-fat diet. They prepared me an egg white omelet, for example. And the chef here, is although he was born in Ottawa, this guy, Thierry Tiberge, has trained extensively around the world. He worked in Manila. He worked in Beijing. And his specialty is French cuisine fused with some of the, his Asian dishes that he's learned, also his Asian influences, I should say, that he's learned from traveling around the world. And so some of these packages, for example, there are several packages of the Wakefield meal starting at just under $70 per person. The most simple one is just including breakfast. There's a Miller's package that includes some dinner. But something that I'd like to mention, too, is that something that has to do with the special steam train. I think, Stephen, you know a lot about the steam train.
Yes, the train that goes up from Hull to Wakefield, and I took that a number of years ago, and that's a very scenic ride.
It is. It's an extremely scenic ride. It's a beautiful train. It was built in 1907. And what's happening right now is you can start your trip actually in Hull, which is just outside of Ottawa, and across the river from Ottawa in Quebec. And you can go there to Hull where the train starts, and you can actually, the train will take you on this wonderful journey through Chelsea until you get here to Wakefield. And then you can get picked up from the hotel staff in Wakefield and brought over here for dinner, have a breakfast, and that can make for a really wonderful stay. I mean, imagine starting off your romantic weekend on a wonderful old-fashioned train ride and then finishing it again on the train ride.
Well, it's like going back almost 100 years in time to the era when people would take a train to a country inn and spend time there.
Exactly. So that's what really makes it so special. Of course, also, you know, the Wakefield Mill is nestled away inside Gatineau National Park, which is 230 square miles, abounding with hills, trees, animals, hiking trails. And also there's a few other things that you can do here, too. Lester Pearson's grave is just up the road here from the mill. Not a lot of people know that, but it's Lester Pearson, for many people who don't know, it was one of Canada's most famous prime ministers. And there's little pomp here. There aren't any armed guards. There's only one lonely little Canadian flag sort of, resting off this, sort of nestled off of this resting place here. But it's a very small, maybe 1 acre cemetery, but very quiet, very restful. A little memorial is, where he was born, but, not a pretty nice place to be buried, I have to say, if you're looking for something low-key. And also, of course, because you're in Gatineau National Park, there's mountain biking, canoeing, kayak rental, and in the winter, cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, and there are snowshoes you can get at the inn in the winter, and there's even some dog sledding, I hear, that's offered.
And they also have weekend packages for the dog sledding as well.
Wow, that's great, because that's something I've never done and I'd like to do, and maybe for another time. So let me give you the website. It's www.wakefieldmill.com, and the phone number is 888-567-1838. And just on a final note about this, I asked Robert Loken, the operations manager here, what he thought was the biggest reason people should choose to come to this place as opposed to so many other places a person could go. And he says it's the serenity. You're minutes from a major city, but you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere. There's constant noise of the waterfall, and you can hear and see this beautiful waterfall from the terrace.
Just a beautiful place to get away from it all on a weekend when you're in Montreal or in Ottawa. Just head up to Wakefield, Quebec, to the Wakefield Mill, 1-888-567-1838, on the internet at www.wakefieldmill.com. Well, of course, we're talking today with Jerry Wagshaw more about some of his recent travels, San Francisco, Montreal, Ottawa, as we continue today on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite on the CAB Radio Network. Be sure to turn in every day for the Morning Mayor of Hartford, Charlie Prophet, right on the brand new, the X AM 990 WXCT Exact Radio.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Bigger chills, bigger heels. all of New England. Eight mega coasters include Superman Ride of Steel, ranked number one on the planet by Park World Magazine. Plus, enjoy great family rides, two kids areas, and more. Come on and cool off at the all-new Hurricane Harbor Water Park. It's bigger, better, and wetter than ever. Now twice the size with 10 new attractions, including awesome new speed slides, the first ever tornado power slide, and another monstrous wave pool, all free with theme park admission.
Bigger chills, bigger hills, Six Flags New England, the biggest thrills.
Save up to $12 with coupons from participating Subway restaurants. Now at Six Flags New England. Open daily.
Imagine a weight loss program that burns off calories by simply eating certain everyday foods. With a reverse calorie diet, it's possible. Every time you eat food, various organs such as your liver, spleen, and stomach have to work to complete digestion. For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require only 25 calories to complete digestion. But a reverse calorie food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on reverse calorie foods have resulted in amazing weight losses. One lady written up in the Journal of Medicine actually lost a whopping 256 pounds in just over 1 year. Our easy-to-follow guide reveals more than 100 secret foods that naturally burn fat from your body. To order the reverse calorie diet risk-free for just $19.95, call 1-800-811-5878. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-811-5878. That's 1-800-811-5878.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commissioned salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990. WXCT Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
Travel World Radio Show. That's the Alexa Topolsky theme song. Having a lot of fun with Jerry Wagshaw out in his famous country getaway. Stephen Pickford and Ellis Oberlin studio with us. Welcome
and,
back.
Yeah, welcome back to Travel World this Saturday morning, and glad to have Jerry Wagshaw on the line with us. He's in Wakefield, Quebec, but he's been doing some other traveling over the past few weeks and months, haven't you, Jerry?
That's exactly right, Stephen. Nice to be back, guys. I was going to say, in a little while, I'll be talking to you again about San Francisco. But first, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Montreal. I heard you guys had a pretty good time with Vic Phillips last week.
Oh, Vic really enjoyed his stay in Montreal. So, he's a big fan of Montreal and all that there is to see and do here in all four seasons.
Well, if New York is a city that never sleeps in the U.S., then Montreal is definitely Canada, I think. Beautiful people, a smorgasbord of restaurants and festivals, nightclubs, fine museums, and a Mount Royal Park, a park built on the city's mountain. It makes us really Canada's cultural capital. And when you need a place to get away from all that, the Dorval Airport Hilton, has been around since 1963. It's more like an airport resort. It's the closest full-service hotel next to the Montreal International Airport. And unlike some of the downtown hotels, you know, it's surrounded by 15 acres of beautifully landscaped gardens and a fantastic swimming pool. I mean, it really is hard. I've stayed in a lot of cookie-cutter airport hotels, you know, in my travels, and I can tell you that, you know, the thing about this one that separates it is it really feels more like a resort. It's the only four-star hotel in the area, offering luxury accommodation, great cuisine, and just minutes from all Montreal has to offer.
Oh, it's really beautiful. I mean, I know I've stayed there as well. It's the circular shape of the hotel, and they have the little tower that they built a few years ago as part of it to expand its room count. But you have the combination indoor-outdoor pool in the gardens. Hey, at this time of year, that can't be beat.
Exactly. And I think the other thing, too, is that, that there's so many flights to international destinations leaving from Montreal that can make it as an excellent stopover point. So if you can arrange your travels, if you're coming in from a smaller city, for example, in the United States, stop over in Montreal, take advantage of a stopover package that starts at just over $100 U.S., and basically experience Montreal and then go the next day to your destination. If you want more information, it's www.hilton.com, the number 514-631-2411. And also, the airport itself is actually on the way to another place you can visit while in Montreal, which is Ottawa. And it's very possible to combine these, you know, these cities together on a trip. Or we could discuss what you were talking about before, when we were talking about Wakefield, and you can start off your trip in Ottawa, go over to Hull, and then catch the train to Wakefield from there. But you can, start your trip in Ottawa. I mean, Canada's capital has a lot to offer. The changing of the guard ceremony, just like you can see in Buckingham Palace without having to go to London, with the guards in their bearskin hats. A number of world-class museums, a canal that's a great place to run and bike during the summer. And the Delta Hotel in Ottawa is great for families because it offers spacious suites. It's undergoing a big renovation right now. Most of them have, almost all of them have kitchenettes. And it's becoming one of Ottawa's most desirable hotels. And it's also very convenient, again, like I say, to get to Wakefield and the countryside across the river in Gatineau National Park. And soon as we get into the changing of the leaves, something I was going to mention before in the Wakefield section, which is that, of course, as the fall comes, the big thing you want to do in the Ottawa area and the Gatineau Park area is to come and see the amazing foliage when the fall comes. And these rooms have such wonderful views that you may be able to see some of those right from there.
One of the nice tours you can take, Jerry, of course, starting in Montreal on your way to points east, is to pass by Alexandria, then Rigo, then you head down, and you can pass through Coteau and Saint-Anne-de-Bellevue, and then through Chateauguay.
Right, that can be beautiful.
And if you need to get some money, you can always stop at the bank.
You might need some money to do that.
Well, you know, with the exchange rate, these not as good as it always was, but still for the Americans, these are sort of some very excellent, affordable destinations, I mean, compared to the U.S. travel. The number to the Delta Hotel in Ottawa is www.deltahotels.com, sorry, the internet address, and the phone number is 877-814-7706.
And, of course, with the indoor pool that you were mentioning at the Delta Ottawa, it's almost like a indoor water park. They have a slide or something there. I think a lot of kids like to slide down that slide.
Experience that. Let me tell you a little bit about, now we'll go westward to San Francisco. Imagine a place with winding steep hills and breathtaking vistas. It's been hailed as the most romantic city in the world, the Victorian architecture, amazing variety of neighborhoods, each with its own special character, killer cuisine.
You seem, Jerry, to always be going to romantic places. Romance is a big part of your life.
Well, you know, it's nice. You know, I'm traveling now. I'm married and I have a little baby, but still I think, you know, I mean, I think that these places that have romance are special places, and San Francisco is definitely one of them.
San Francisco always makes me want to hit the airplane and get there.
Yeah, it's just such a wonderful place to go. And now with, you know, it's also a place that has an amazing growth of the hippest hotels in the world with Joie de Vivre's trend-setting boutique hotels. And instead of telling you about everything you've already heard about San Francisco, what I'd like to do today, guys, is just basically concentrate on some of the most interesting neighborhoods and sort of try to get a peek into the city's soul. And one of the places I explored this time, guys, was Pacific Heights. And this is a famous upscale neighborhood. And when we were there, we stayed at a hotel called the El Drisco. And this 100-year hotel is part of a chain of Joie de Vivre. Now, let me just give you a little bit about Joie de Vivre. You guys know that tourism is hurting around the world, but you know, and even that means even in beloved San Francisco. But even there, Joie de Vivre, somehow, through their ingenuity, through their creativity, they have been managed to thrive. And this hotel chain was started by a guy named Chip Conley, who wrote a book called The Rebel Rules. And basically, this is a guy who bought this run-down motel on the outskirts of San Francisco, and he wanted a hotel that was going to be popular with rock stars. He basically built it up thinking, what do rock stars want? He went against that whole idea of location, location, location. And he built, eventually ended up coming up with this hotel that caught on, is now one of the most popular hotels with rock stars, called the Phoenix. And his concept was different. He says, other hotels are selling sleep. Chuck says he's selling a dream. Well, let me give you a little bit of a glimpse into what the dream is here at the El Drisco. This hotel is situated in Pacific Heights. That is a neighborhood, an exclusive neighborhood that sort of is on top of some of the city's highest hills. And it's composed of, you know, multi-story mansions and lush gardens. And you know what's different about this place is it's a completely residential neighborhood. So you're basically a neighbor of the millionaires and the billionaires that live up there. And Daniel Steele has a place there. And again, so you're in this hotel, and it took me a little while to figure out what was like really going on, like what was making this hotel special. And then I realized that it's actually there's a sort of voyeuristic component, because you're not in, you know, a financial district. You're not in a district with a lot of other tourists. You're staying in a place where the people themselves are actually staying. And I learned a little bit about this hotel. In fact, in the old days, neighborhood rich guys would keep their mistresses at this place in the El Drisco. So even in its history, you know what I mean? So when they were living there married, they had their wives, they had their families, and they would go see their mistresses in this particular place, which has been in this neighborhood, sort of a part of it, and yet a part of it for like 100 years. So I'd say the whole experience makes you feel more like a voyeur than a tourist.
Oh, I always love being a voyeur, Jerry.
Always being a voyeur.
ConcealCameras.com is for me.
And including here we go, a wonderful continental breakfast in the late afternoon, a wine reception featuring local wines. The room started just over $200 a night. And it's www.hoteldrisco.com, www.jdvhospitality.com. The main number for the reservations is 800-738-7477. And I should mention that it's a beautiful, quiet hotel with high ceilings and big windows with sweeping, incredible views. And again, it's celebrating its 100-year anniversary. And something that I really liked doing there was that I would wake up, and just to set that sort of voyeuristic spirit here, wake up and go running. And I'd go on a jog. I'd jog by the homes of the millionaires. And I was saying about Chuck Connelly selling a dream. Well, you know, you when you're running there, you sort of dream, you know, wishing you were one of these guys. And then, you know, from the top of the hill, you run along the tops of the hills and then down these Lion Street steps. And I don't know if you guys know these Lion Street steps, but these are steep, steep steps bordered by flowers and trees and terraces with gorgeous views of the bay. So you run down the steps, and as you get down the steps, you go down into the Marina District with its low-key, innovative, and tasty restaurants. And then finally, at the bottom, you're at the ocean, and you're at Crissy Beach, which is a place where all the San Franciscans, you know, basically walk their dogs and talk and socialize and park their cars and you know, run and bike, and then you can keep running along, and as you look ahead, you can see
some great things in San Francisco. We're going to keep talking about Crissy Beach and all the other places that Jerry Wagshall's been discovering in San Francisco when we come back on the Travel World Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World Radio Show.
honor, country. These three words define who we are. Duty. Friends and neighbors united for the common good, in service to others, and for the benefit of all. Honor. The deep-rooted faith that selfless dedication to a noble cause is right, just, and good. Country. A solemn vow volunteered to support our nation's people during desperate times. Mercy. In the midst of nature's wrath. Hope when all seems lost. Duty. Honor. Country. We're the Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD.
The Army National Guard. You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45 non-tobacco user issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50 non-tobacco issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. TermBuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
I don't want my daughter to be labeled.
Hey, my son was just like I was in school. What's the big deal?
My daughter's just going through a phase. She'll get over it.
Kids with learning difficulties don't need excuses. They need help. Today, there are millions of kids with learning difficulties, and they're struggling in school. But the fact is, a lot of these kids are smart. They just learn differently. So if you're the parent of a child who's struggling to learn, the more you learn, the better off your child will be. If you act now and get the proper help, your child can do well in school and in life. So if you think that there's something wrong, do something right. Now, get help. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org, www.focusonlearning.org, or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
Baby, tell me.
What better than a lead-in to a San Francisco show? Stephen, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem back is Stephen Pickford, Ellis Sobel in the studio.
And
I'm looking at my picture here of we went to San Francisco going on an aptly named boat, the Hornblower.
Yeah, that was 11 years ago when we had a San Francisco Bay cruise and saw Alcatraz, brought back some really reduced-price merchandise from the Alcatraz gift shop. And, of course, Jerry Wagshaw wasn't into that, but he went to Chrissy Beach to watch the sights there. And because he's a he-man, he's out jogging early in the morning, working up an appetite for some of the great restaurants that they have in San Francisco as well. We were talking before the break, Chrissy Beach, Jerry.
Exactly. You know, it's funny you guys mentioned Alcatraz. I think one of the things from... Again, I'd like to recommend this amazing jog from Pacific Heights down the Lion Steps to through the Marina District to Crissy Beach. If you get to Crissy Beach, you can see on your right the amazing island of Alcatraz, home of the most infamous and notorious prisoners in the world, like Al Capone, where guys were once guarded by, you know, machine guards that had machine guns pointed at these prisoners at any time. So you can see Alcatraz there. Imagine how it must have been for those guys stuck on that little rock, being able to, at times, being able to look at the city and knowing that because of the sharks that were in the water that they were never able to get on to the other side. And then on your left, you would see the amazing Golden Gate Bridge. And then as you finished your run, you, of course, would have to go back up, which was a completely different different experience than going down the steps. You'd have to go back up the steps, of course. Now, that is really a difficult thing. But to get back up, and then I guess the dream turns into a reality. But again, for the Hotel Drisco, the Joie de Vivre Hotel that I was recommending in the segment, the website is www.jdvhospitality.com. The number is 800-738-7477. And to get to San Francisco these days, you guys were mentioning you went 11 years ago. One of the hassle-free and fast and inexpensive ways now to get to San Francisco is on JetBlue. When I first flew them years ago, they only had one flight a day from JFK to Oakland. Now they're flying seven times a day for as low as $133, including tax. I mean, that's cheap. Well,
great pricing. They're a profitable airline. They're expanding their fleet. Every day you look and see in the newspaper something positive about the only airline, one of the few airlines that has positive news these days.
And one of the reasons is they're not late. I mean, I was just flying to see my brother in Chicago. He was there for a little while last week. I was 2 hours on the tarmac, 3 hours at the airport waiting for another for a flight my flight had been canceled on the way home. I can say that this time we were flying with our, you know, on this trip, we flew with our baby, which is only 3 months old at the time. The captain came out and said hello to her, and that's kind of an example of the personal touch that JetBlue has. It has extra friendly service. They have the direct TV that you can watch for free. We watch the Wimbledon playoffs, the poker tournament, and the Animal Channel. And the planes fly to Oakland, and from there it is easy to get to San Francisco.
And Sacramento,
or anywhere else you want to go in the Bay Area. You can just get a rental car, and you know, guys, a lot of times you have to take a shuttle to get to the rental car island, right? At this airport at Oakland, you don't have to. You can just walk to the rental car area, and then you can
pick up
your car and go to San Francisco. And again, for JetBlue, the address is www.jetblue.com. The phone number is 1-800-JETBLUE, and again, with seven flights a day, out of that's seven nonstop flights a day out of JFK. There are more flights that are not nonstop. It's really the way to go. And just a couple of other things that I can, you know, talk to you guys about in San Francisco. Golden Gate Park. I don't know if you went there on your trip, guys, 11 years ago.
No, we just passed by it, didn't really have a chance to explore it.
You know that this park is bigger than New York Central Park. It's 1,017 acres. And it's alive with flowers and a number of surprises that are, just like Central Park, a number of surprises tucked away all over. There are waterfalls, there's a big pond with rowboats you can rent. Inside the park, the California Academy of Sciences and the Steinhardt Aquarium, an arboretum, and a very special place called the Japanese Tea Garden. You know, we took our baby to the aquarium, and, you know, you walk down these dark corridors, and you can see some really big fish, and even some unique, special unique fish that live in deep in the ocean that are phosphorescent. The whole, you know, everything in San Francisco is accessible by public transport. And as we walked back to our bus, we took the bus to the park, we walked back to the bus, we saw people tangoing in the band shell in the park. It's a really magical place. And this time on our trip, we did leave town. If you know, like, there's lots of places when you're in San Francisco to leave town. You can go north to the wine country and all that, you know, all that experience and the beautiful little towns that are there, as well as you can go south. And this time we went south, and we went to Monterey on Highway 1. You know, Highway 1 is a famous highway. You've probably seen it in a lot of movies. It's a coastal highway that sort of zigs and zags in and out. It's big winding roads and breathtaking vistas. And to get to Monterey, you have to go through the small seaside town of Santa Cruz, And Monterey was once, you know, the home of the fish canneries made famous by John Steinbeck. It's now famous for its amazing aquarium. And this aquarium, and I'm sure you guys are familiar with it. I mean,
yes, with the Oceanside Creepy Crawly Creatures Touch Tank.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's got the touch tank in there for the kids and for the adults. The thing is set on the aquarium itself is set on the sea. I mean, that's a stunning thing. So it's more of an art gallery almost than an aquarium. There's an incredible exhibition inside there with a sardine tank with 150 sardines like swimming in an eternal circle around the circular tank. A penguin exhibit with, there's really good staff there, and there's like people who sort of walk inside, you know, trainers that walk inside the penguin exhibit and talk about what the penguins and ask, you know, get the kids to ask questions and that sort of stuff, interactive stuff.
They ask the questions of the trainer, not of the penguins.
Yeah, and the penguins as well, but the answers are not always legible or understandable.
they respond, but it's like,
The sounds are pretty funny. The kelp, there's a big kelp forest in there with kelp seaweed, and you can actually look inside these big kelp tanks and there's an exhibit where you can see divers going in there and doing all that sort of stuff. It's just sort of like on the bottom of the ocean, the jellyfish exhibit. And then from there, you know, it's pretty much a short drive to Carmel, and from there off to another wonderful area called Big Sur, which, you know, we can perhaps, you know, talk about in another show. And just to give, you know, the listeners another great, hopefully a nice piece of advice, one of the best restaurants that we experienced when we were there was a place called The Slanted Door, which, you know, was basically started off by an architecture student named Charles Fawn, and it's become like a phenomenon in the city. It's hard to get a table. It's a Vietnamese cuisine inspired by traditional sort of local fare, you know, from Vietnam and all the sort of local ingredients that are available in San Francisco. And this food is just, you know, you go to a restaurant and sometimes it just tastes so good, it blows your mind. Somebody just go and it's like, oh yeah, you know, another piece of fish, like another steak, another whatever. But this stuff is, I mean, what do you want more from a restaurant than it to be just tasty? So this place is not only hot, it has hot flavors, and it is really, really a wonderful restaurant. So many different things to do in San Francisco, you know, from the billionaires and millionaires living on top of Pacific Heights to the day trips that you can do in places like Monterey, the city also has been voted as not only as one of the best places to live, if not the best place to live in the United States, but also one of the healthiest places to live in the United States.
San Francisco, the healthiest place? What about all the trouble they had with smog and pollution?
Well, that's what I've read from my recent experience in some of the surveys that have been done by some magazines and stuff, that it is one of the healthiest places to live in the United States, and perhaps that's for a lot of different reasons. Perhaps
they've done a lot to clean up their atmosphere.
Maybe that, and also I think people there are very sort of environmentally conscious. People seem to have kind of a healthy lifestyle and that sort of thing. So, I mean, I cannot stress enough how much of a great place it is to visit.
Well, they get out there and ride their bicycles, or they jog, or they just walk. And, of course, walking up and down the hills of the city while they get the great views, hey, it also is healthy to get out and walk the city. So lots of things to do and see in San Francisco. Jerry Wagshall, I'll let you get back to your romantic weekend getaway with Alexa in Wakefield. And thanks for joining us today on Travel World.
Thank you for having me, guys. Have a great time.
Take care. All of our best to Alexa, Jerry.
I will pass that on to her.
Thank you.
Be good.
And when we come back, we'll have Amy Boatinsky from Hotwire talking about sort of last-minute getaways, how to start planning some things to do with the summer still upon us if you want to hit the road, hit the airways, and more when we return. I'm Stephen Pickford.
Join us. Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Bigger chills, bigger heels, Six Flags New England, the biggest thrill. Come on, come on.
Come to
Flags and experience the biggest theme park and water park thrills in all of New England. Come on, come on. 8 mega coasters include Superman Ride of Steel, ranked number one on the planet by Park World Magazine. Plus, enjoy great family rides, 2 kids areas, and more. Come on and cool off at the all-new Hurricane Harbor Water Park. It's bigger, better, and wetter than ever. Now twice the size with 10 new attractions, including awesome new speed slides, the first ever tornado power slide, and another monstrous wave pool, all free with theme park admission.
Bigger chills, bigger hills, Six Flags New England, the biggest thrills.
Save up to $12 with coupons from participating Subway restaurants. Now at Six Flags New England. Open daily.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive, reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5199. 800-814-5199. 800-814-5199. Are you losing your hair like me? Then you gotta listen to me about a great new product called New Hair. It's all natural, clinically tested to stop hair loss, and New Hair is guaranteed to work. All natural New Hair comes in a convenient tablet form with formulas targeted specifically for men and women. Take 2 tablets every day and New Hair goes to work on your entire scalp. And order now, a New Hair costs under $40 a month. So if you're frustrated with your hair loss problem, try clinically tested New Hair. It's all natural, convenient to use, and comes with up to a 6-month guarantee. Call now. 800-481-9905. 800-481-9905. Remember, New Hair is guaranteed for up to 6 months to improve your hair loss problem for men and women. Call right now and order. 800-481-9905. 800-481-9905. That's 800-481-9905.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people, really working for you.
Children who struggle to learn are like buried treasure. They have a wealth of intelligence locked inside. It just takes the right key to unlock it. A lot of these kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. Don't keep this treasure locked away. For free information, visit www.focusonlearning.org. Focusonlearning.org. Or call 1-888-478-MIND. A message from the Advertising Council and the CCLD.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford in the studio with Alice Hobel, and we have special guests on the line.
Amy Botinsky, who is the consumer travel expert with discount travel site Hotwire.com. And in a recent survey, it shows 75% of Americans plan to take at least 2 weekend vacations this year. And Amy is with us to help us plan an affordable last-minute summer escape with a few tips for us. Welcome to Travel World, Amy.
Try that again, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome back.
You're one of those great things of live radio.
Love it.
Now, what are some of your tips for people heading off this summer? They're getting through, you know, July has passed and we're entering August now, and people are saying, well, do we still have time to do things? Can we plan? Do we really have to plan far ahead?
Right. Well, as you mentioned, 75% of Americans, according to this recent survey, do say they're going to take at least 2 weekend vacations this year. And that's something we're seeing more and more. Due to heavy work schedules with people, maybe tighter budgets, people are turning more to this weekend vacation, the long weekend, maybe taking 3, 4, or 5 of them a year, as opposed to that traditional, you know, 2 week get out of town vacation. So we're seeing a lot more of this weekend getaway sort of trend, and there's some really, really good deals out there if you know where to look and how to look.
Well, Stephen and I get told to get out of town an awful lot, but we tend towards the long weekends. I understand it, because for us, at least, it spreads out the fun.
Absolutely. And then that's a good tactic. You know, instead of going one place for a week or maybe 2 weeks, you can have a couple, 2 or 3 or 4 vacations to different places. And that's one of the good things about it. Another trend we've seen with this, especially this year, with everything we've seen going on in the world in the past 6 months, is people have been waiting later to book. And we've seen more of a trend for last minute booking vacations. Now, sometimes when you do that, you can find some really, really amazing deals. But sometimes you can also get stuck at the last minute with some higher fares. So I do have some tips as far as finding the best deals at the last minute for the weekend.
Sure, please share them with us.
All right. Well, the first tip, one of the best places to vacation this year that I'm telling everyone, big cities are having fantastic deals, big city hotels. Because what we've seen over the last couple of years is there's been a slump in business travel. So you've got these wonderful 4 and 5 star hotels in cities like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, that have a lot of empty rooms. And they are willing to discount online to try to get people in those rooms. So instead of staying at a 2 or 3 star outside of town, you really now can get a 4 or 5 star hotel in the heart of the city by booking online. And Hotwire is one of those sites where you can do it. We sell the excess inventory. So that's a really good idea, is just going into the big cities. Make it a weekend. Do a shopping trip. And that's something that you can really do over the space of a weekend.
And there's so much to see and do in a city that if you're going with other members of the family, there's bound to be something there to satisfy all of those interests.
Absolutely. And, you know, the summer is such a great time when cities have festivals, that sort of thing. Several of the big cities have jazz fests. Chicago has one coming up Labor Day weekend. Denver has what they call the Taste of Colorado coming up Labor Day weekend. A lot of cities have this, so you can get a lot of usually very minimal price or free entertainment for the weekend as well that the whole family can go to.
And of course, if you can also look at resorts that are the opposite of the season, people go to a beach resort and they're going to pay a high price, go to a ski resort, hey, it's their off season.
Absolutely. That's a great idea for the summer. You know, everyone thinks ski resorts in winter, but, you know, in the summer, some of the best hiking trails are up on these resorts where people normally ski, and the prices drop dramatically in the summer because that's the off-season. So that's another tip, too, is to think contrarian. Think off-season. Where aren't people going? And that's the best places to go.
They still have things that you can do there. You aren't just stuck in your room and staring at a bare ski hill.
No. And a lot of these resorts have programs for the kids, even, you know, camp-like programs where you can get them involved. Also, the national parks. We know it's a wonderful place to go in the summer, but some of the lesser-known ones are also, you know, very, very good places to go with families where you're not going to see as many of the crowds.
Now, the cruise industry has added so many extra berths, extra ships over the past year or so that in many instances, you can find a good rate to take a cruise.
Cruising is one of the cheapest options for vacations this year. You're absolutely right. You can cruise now from anywhere to $70, $80 a night, and that includes room and board. So that's your food. That's the bed you're sleeping on. There's some really, really good deals. And the neat thing about cruises now is it used to be you could only really cruise out of a couple of cities, Los Angeles or Fort Lauderdale. There are cruise ports in just about every major city that's on a coast now. In fact, at Hotwire, our number 4 selling cruise port these days is Galveston, Texas. So it really, really shows the popularity of the cruising industry and the fact that people are taking cruises from just about anywhere. But yeah, cruising, there's some amazing deals this summer.
You've got to watch out for the discounts at the Kansas City Cruise Line.
Watch out for that one, maybe.
That's not going to go too far. Although you can get some good prices on those Mississippi. You can do Mississippi River barge cruises and steamboat cruises. They're back in favor a lot these days.
So. And aren't they fun?
Yeah, lots of fun to take a river barge cruise.
Well, you know, just Congressman go got a kickback on the Wichita Naval Shipyards.
Now, people are always thinking, they're going to have to spend so much time and effort to put together these packages. And, of course, people think that, and then, of course, they procrastinate and they don't get around to doing it. And they'll say maybe next year and maybe next decade. How can we sort of save some time doing this?
Well, you mentioned the word packages, and that's actually a really good tip out there. Packages are really gaining in popularity. And, you know, it used to be, a lot of people have this image of packages where it used to be something, you know, maybe your grandparents did and they got a tour of the city in the back of a bus with it and that sort of thing. But it's really not that way anymore. What's happened with the advent of the internet is companies are now able to dynamically package, take, say, air, hotel, bundle it together in a package and take off even more of a discount. So whenever you buy a package, we sell them at Hotwire, air hotel or air hotel and car packages, you really can save a lot of money that way. And it's a great convenience to have it all bundled together. So to say, you know, I'm going to go to L.A. for the weekend, Los Angeles, stay in Beverly Hills, I want a rental car so I can drive to the beach and a hotel and my airline tickets, and you get it for one price, so you know up front everything you're going to pay for.
You're taking advantage of the bulk purchasing power of putting together those passengers, but it's not that image of, say, package, and as you correctly say, people think 30, 40, 50 years ago, and everyone was hurt it onto a bus and you'd see four museums in a day and stay at a roadside motel in the middle of nowhere. It's not that. It's individual, independent travel, but taking advantage of the wholesaler's bulk purchasing power.
Absolutely. And that's really where you can save the money. And you can really go to some neat places. And packages are something fun. Let's just say you know, 2 weeks out from now, hey, I'd like to take a trip. You know, I'd like to take my wife away for a long weekend. You can go on an online site like a Hotwire, and you can really just play around and say, you know, I want to go somewhere warm. So you can compare, well, what if I went to the Caribbean? What if I went to Florida? What if I went to California? And compare the prices of an entire trip for 3 or 4 days side by side.
And you can also try to save some time when you're actually on the road or at the airport by sort of planning your route ahead if you're taking a car trip or finding out what you can and cannot bring when flying by air.
Absolutely. You know, people have been asking me lately, you know, are lines getting longer at the airports? You know, how long will it take me to get through? I've actually noticed lines are getting shorter, and the key to that is people are really learning the routines a little better. So when you go to the airport, expect you're going to go through security line. That's absolutely going to happen, and be ready for it. So don't wear a lot of metal jewelry that's going to set off the detector. Wear shoes you can slip on or off, because I'll tell you, I've been through different airports probably about 8 or 9 times in the past 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I have to take my shoes off.
Take off your shoes, put them back on,
something you can slip on and off easily. If you're bringing a laptop computer, have it easily accessible. They'll make you take it out, have your keys accessible. It's just being ready, having your driver's license ready. You'll always have to show that. Knowing that sort of thing. The other thing, I don't know if you've been to an airport lately and seen the little automatic kiosks that a lot of airlines have.
Right, the automated check-in.
Yeah, those are fantastic. And I am always astounded by how few people actually use them. I'll see a line, you know, really, really long going to the counter when you can actually go up to these kiosks now and you can check your luggage. You can get through. I always go straight to the kiosk and I'm, you know, to the gate in about 10 minutes as opposed to, you know, people waiting 45 minutes or more.
And at least you also don't have to maybe put up with a surly check-in agent either.
Right, exactly.
You can be your own surly check-in agent and make it up yourself, swear it yourself. Some tips to get away this summertime from a consumer travel expert with a discount travel site, Hotwire.com. Amy Boitinsky, thank you for joining us today on Travel World.
Thank you.
And of course, next Saturday, right here on this same station, Travel World will be live from the Auberge de Lac Toro, beautiful Lac Toro, Lanaudière region of Quebec. Join us then. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Ella Sobel. WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana. WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada. And other stations throughout America.
News, information, entertainment, 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Voice.